Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has defended Ireland's position towards Israel, saying it has not been motivated by anything other than respect for international humanitarian law and human rights. And this follows the decision by Israel to close its embassy in Dublin. The Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Zaar said the movement was prompted by what he called the Irish government's extreme anti-Israeli policy. Now, last week, the cabinet here voted to join South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Simon Coveney, former Fine Gael TD, Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister, is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us on this morning. You did say on social media that it's a bad day for diplomacy. Diplomacy is all about deepening ties between nations, even and especially in difficult times. Do you agree that it's a bad day then for Ireland?
Yeah, look, I think this is a very regrettable decision. You know, Israel is a very influential country in the world, whether we are critical of them or not. And I think we should be critical of what the Israeli government is doing at the moment. But I think when a country decides to remove their embassy from Ireland, effectively they're saying they don't want to hear what we have to say. And I think that is not a good day for diplomacy or for Irish influence in the world. And so from that point of view, I think it's a very disappointing decision. But it's a decision that the Israeli government have made, not the Irish government. I mean, we have made, despite the calls from many opposition parties, we have not removed the Israeli ambassador from Ireland for Ireland for good reason, because it's very important to have open channels of communication, particularly, actually, with countries that you disagree with in terms of the decisions they're making in the world. And so for all of those reasons, I think this is not a good decision all around. And actually, you know, I see the main leader of the opposition in Israel has also criticized the decision, saying that it's important to keep channels open, even if there's strong disagreement between two countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that perspective.
Right. It seems from the statement that was made around this decision that they are going to close other embassies based on the approach of various countries to Israel. They're going to open offices then in places like Moldova, where they perceive that the government is warmer to Israel. Like, if their plan is to pull the embassy from every country that disagrees with it, it might leave Israel with very few relationships in the world.
Well, look, I mean, Israel has difficult relationships with many countries in the world. It has a difficult relationship with the United Nations. It has a difficult relationship with a number of international courts now. And that is because the decisions that Israel has taken, particularly since the war in Gaza began. And let's not forget what triggered that, by the way, which was a horrific terrorist attack. By a terrorist organization, Hamas, slaughtering and killing many innocent Israelis and taking many hostage as well. And that is something that needs to be always condemned outright and criticized. But since then, the war in Gaza, in my view, goes way beyond a country protecting itself and its own citizens. You know, we're certainly over 40,000 people dead in Gaza, people moved and forced to move within a tiny piece of land over and over again. Many innocent children in particular have been killed. I noted a recent speech by the former EU foreign spokesperson, Joseph Borrell, talking about almost, on average, 50 children a day for a year being killed in Gaza. I mean, think about that for a second. In the context of what is happening in Gaza. That is something that Irish people and the Irish government has been calling out over and over again, and we need to continue to do that because states, even if they're states that you have good relationships with, have got to be called out in the context of an adherence to international law. Mm-hmm. If we don't do that, and if we only apply the rigors of international law to conflicts and to countries that we have little or no relationship with, well, then that is a basis for an undermining of Irish credibility, and we mustn't do that. So whether it's the conflict in Ukraine, whether it's conflict in Sudan, whether it's conflict in Gaza, or indeed in other parts of the Middle East, what Ireland has been trying to do is to apply the rigors of international law in international settings like the UN and the EU. And sometimes that...
Okay, Simon Coveney's line appears to have dropped there. We might work on getting him back because there is more to that conversation. Yeah, we'll get him back. We'll just take a quick break and we'll come back to Simon Coveney, hopefully after this.
Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Simon Coveney is back on the line now. You know, there is a theory that this was done for, that the Israelis closed the embassy for financial reasons. They need to find 9 billion euro in savings in 2025. Do you give any credence, lend any weight to that theory?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, closing the Israeli embassy in Ireland is not new. I mean, you know, when I was foreign minister a number of years ago, the Israelis indicated that they were looking at closing the embassy in Dublin because they wanted to focus on reducing expenditure in terms of their foreign office and so on. And I mean, we made a case very strongly to the Israeli Prime Minister and Foreign Minister at the time that that would be a mistake, that that we hoped they wouldn't do that. I mean, I made that case in Tel Aviv, and they decided at the time not to do that. I think the context has changed an awful lot since then, though. You know, and I mean, there's no doubt that that what Ireland is saying and doing internationally is certainly a frustration for the Israeli government. I think we're right to say and do what we're doing, by the way, and I think history will prove us to be right in time. But certainly the political relationship between the Irish government and the Israeli government is not good right now.
So you don't think this was done to keep embassies open? Yeah.
I mean, look, it may be, but I think that's not the primary motivation.
Mm-hmm. See, when you were in cabinet in 2011, you'll remember this, Ireland closed our own embassy in the Holy See. This was in the wake of the Cloyne report. So you could say we have done the same thing when we didn't like how we were being treated.
No, look, that was a very different decision. I mean, Ireland had the IMF in the country. We were forced to cut costs significantly across governments, including in the Department of Foreign Affairs. And, you know, my understanding was that was the primary motivation was about reducing the Irish footprint internationally for cost reasons. And of course, we have subsequently reopened that embassy. Mm-hmm. Now that we can afford to do it.
Yeah, I think it was just 3 years later that happened, but some did attribute it to the response to the Cloyne report. So you're saying that there is no equivalence there?
Well, certainly not in any of the arguments I made around the cabinet table, that's for sure. I think Ireland's relationship with the Vatican is an important one, given the faith of many people in Ireland, and it's important to have diplomatic relations there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think this is a very different situation. You know, Israel has essentially indicated that that countries that disagree with them, they will effectively take actions against, diplomatic actions. And that seems to be what's happened here. And just to give Irish people some reassurance, you know, the side that Ireland is on here is not an anti-Israeli position. It is trying to ensure that what we say and what we do is consistent with international law and the conventions that we, and in most cases Israel too, has signed up to. And that is to protect civilians in conflict situations, women and children in particular. I think, you know, what we're seeing, particularly in northern Gaza today, still, day after day, we're seeing civilians being killed, schools and hospitals being raided and bombed. And that is something that Irish people want their government, I think, to speak out on.
Yeah, but I'm just interested to hear.
That creates tension.
Okay, but as a foreign minister for foreign affairs, who, when the Israelis said at that point that they were going to close the embassy, you're the person who made a very strong case to them at the time not to do that.
I did.
If you were in place now, would you be saying to them, reopen that embassy?
Yes. I mean, I think the most important thing in foreign relations is to have open lines of communication so that you can express frustration, that you can have, diplomatic arguments. But I mean, if Ireland wants to be a country that's influential internationally, and we should aspire to be that, a small, influential, vocal country internationally, plugged into international organizations, working through international organizations to hold countries to account, particularly at times of conflict, well then, it is important that we have lines of communication where countries can speak to each other confidentially and sometimes publicly. Unfortunately, one of those lines of communications is now being shut down by Israel.
But Simon Harris did say,
they don't like what they hear.
Well, Simon Harris did say, didn't he, during the election campaign, that Ireland would be ready to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu if he came here. I mean, we should hardly be surprised in that context that they've packed up and gone.
No, but sorry, lots of countries have said that, and that's because the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant. So either Ireland supports the International Criminal Court or we don't. I mean, I went to Kyiv at the start of the war in Ukraine, and we announced millions of euros of support for the International Criminal Court to be able to put files together to hold Russia to account in the context of war crimes that were happening in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're going to support the International Criminal Court financially, we've also got to support them when they make decisions internationally that requires political support because of the pressure they're under from some very influential countries in the world. And so, Ireland's credibility internationally is based on consistency in terms of the courts that we support, the conventions we support, the UN Charter, which we need to protect, and international law, which is the basis of what protects small countries in the world and their citizens, particularly in times of conflict.
Yeah, I suppose, my point is when you couple that, so we would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu with the decision to pass the Occupied Territories Bill, and then Ireland saying that we would intervene in South Africa's ICJ case against Israel, we should hardly be surprised that this has happened.
No, and I can understand, by the way, why the current Israeli government doesn't like what Ireland is saying. You know, it's not too long ago where we decided with Spain and Norway to recognise the state of Palestine, which, for whatever reason, seems to be a red line for this Israeli government. They don't want countries, despite the fact, by the way, that about 143 countries or whatever it is in the world today recognizes the state of Palestine and is advocating for a two-state solution as the only viable basis for peace in the Middle East. Despite that, the Israeli government responded very negatively to that. We have as well within the European Union called for the human rights clause within the EU-Israel cooperation agreement to be triggered and used because we believe that it's been breached. Yes, we have supported the International Criminal Court in terms of the work that they're doing in the context, not just by the way of potential war crimes that Israel has been responsible for, but certainly both Hezbollah and Hamas too, two terrorist organizations as far as I'm concerned. Well, and now the ICJ case, and just to be clear on what's happening on the ICJ case, we have made it very clear that Ireland is proposing to intervene not on either side of the case, but instead Ireland is intervening to promote a consistent interpretation of the Genocide Convention, which prioritise the protection of civilian life. And we're looking at whether or not the interpretation of that will encompass what we regard as collective punishment of the people living in Gaza today.
Okay.
But I mean, often those sort of legal details are lost in the political narrative. And that is true. And that is why Ireland, I think, needs to be careful in terms of how we explain, whether it's in Washington, whether it's in Brussels, whether it's across the Middle East, to explain very carefully why we're doing what we're doing and the legal justification for that, so that we have at least an understanding of what we're doing and why,
okay,
regardless of the, you know, the propaganda and the political briefings and communications that are happening against Ireland right now, given the decisions that we've been taking.
Simon Coveney, thank you for joining us this morning.